Chapman 1057.
We have the building surrounded. The Baker Boys are about to enter.
Every day, we're going to sing a song. Sing along if you know the words.
And we go like this. Come on.
Like this.
Well, it's the Baker, baby. It's the Baker Boys every day.
Every day.
It's the Baker Boys. And we came out like the city. Oh, hey. Because it's 2 5 minutes ago.
Baker, baby, on this Taco Tuesday. Nick V and Eric V, the two fat Mexicans, are in the house, coming straight ahead in my Baker Buzz. I didn't think that this could be done, but this man did it with a pie, and I'll tell you all about it.
And he's breaking records. Tom Cruise, we're talking about Top Gun Maverick, what it made this weekend for the long holiday weekend, of course, and other things they're talking about as well. That is coming up in the Baker Buzz. Baker Boys Daily starts now.
Back to the music with those Baker Boys. Baker
Boys. On Jammin' 105.7, Old School and More.
Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7.
It is the Baker Boys on Taco Meat Tuesday. Happy birthday going out to Clint Eastwood, 92.
Oh, Colin Farrell is 46. Azealia Banks is 31. And Run DMC, Daryl Mack. He's 58 years old, man. It's the Baker Boys Daily. Hey.
It's Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7. I'm friends. Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7.
All right, listen up, pay attention.
It's the Baker Buzz.
From Hollywood and beyond.
The juice and gossip you won't hear anywhere else. Nick and Eric V, take it away.
We specifically said no camera.
It's the Baker Boys, Eric V and Nick V, right here on this Taco Meat Tuesday, as I like to call it. Other people call it Taco Tuesday. But anyway, Nick V, what is going on?
Well, a man disguised as an elderly woman in a wheelchair attacked the Mona Lisa.
No.
The Mona
Lisa. Not Mona.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She didn't have any defense. She couldn't defend herself. But thank God that they've covered her with glass.
Oh.
So the painting is not destroyed. She's been attacked several times throughout the last 150 years.
Some people must not like her, because that's the picture where you look at her and she looks at you wherever you're at in the room, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's a masterpiece. We all know this, right?
Absolutely.
After throwing the pie, the man threw a bouquet of roses in the air just before he was tackled by security guards. The man was an artist and climate change activist. Who said, artists, think about the earth. And I feel him on this, but there's a better way to do it.
Right.
You know, think about the earth. Just
well, he got his message out, but he got arrested and he got tackled and all this stuff. So
let's think about planet earth. This is our home. This is how we live. This is where we live. Be more mindful when it comes to trash usage, plastics. Don't create more trash. There's a message for you right
there. Yeah, absolutely right there. All right. Well, it made $156 million this weekend in the box office. What we're talking about is Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise. His biggest opening ever of all time.
Wow.
Of all the movies he's done. Wow. And Jerry Bruckheimer is in talks of possibly doing a Top Gun 3.
Oh, they like that money.
They like that money.
Better do it before Cruise is gone.
A possible Top Gun movie. Of course, they're thinking about doing that. But right now, he is working on National Treasure with, what's it called?
Nick Cage.
And also Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy for Netflix. So we'll be looking for that. Will Top Gun 3 be coming out? But also, you brought it a point. The biggest thing in the news right now is gun violence. And it's crazy that the biggest movie in the box office is
Top Gun. And it's all violence. It's all, you know, these machines of disaster. What these people are flying around.
Yeah.
But people love it. And they want to continue to do it. They're probably going to do a part 3.
Feed the beast. It's the Baker Boys Daily.
Wow. The purple one, Prince in the house. Let's do it.
Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7.
Jammin' 105.7. Old School and More.
It's radio you can see, but you can't smell it. Thank God. The Baker Boys Daily on twitch.tv/TheBakerBoys.
Yes, indeed. It's the Baker Boys, Eric V and Nick V. Of course, we need some positive stories in our life. And Nick V, evidently, somebody was having trouble having people sign their yearbook. And I remember this from high school. You know, that could be a difficult time for people. You know, high school, you know, junior high and stuff like that. You're not fitting into the crowd, per se. So
sixth grader Brody Ryder, his classmates refused to sign his yearbook.
No.
He wrote to himself, "Hope you make some more friends," which his mom shared on social media.
Damn.
So word of the slight reached high schoolers at Brody's school who spread the word and approached Brody to fill his yearbook with kind messages and words of encouragement.
That's awesome.
The experience has boosted Brody's self-esteem and given him new hope for the future. You know, kids and adults, you know, we can be mean, you know, we could be disrespectful and not really know we're hurting somebody, you know, but things like this, you take the time to enhance a young man, a young woman's life with something just as kind of encouragement like that.
Yeah.
It just goes a long way. So for those high school students, I applaud you.
Thank you. Definitely. We need more of that.
More love.
More of that, please, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely.
And this is the Baker Boys Daily.
On Jammin' 105.7.
If you don't know, you won't know. You're in the presence of the world-famous Baker Boys. When I first started, they was the guys I looked up to. They was the guys I had to come be on their show and come interview with them to be getting my stamp in the game.
The Valley's old school and more.
Jammin' 105.7.
What's brown, round, and likes to get down? Yes, the Baker Boys.
Welcome to the Baker Boys Show. Nick and Eric V. Every day, we're going to sing a song. Sing along if you know the words.
Here we go like this. Come on.
Well, it's the Baker, baby. It's the Baker Boys. Every day now.
Every day.
It's the Baker Boys. And we came out like a studio.
Hey,
because it's 2 5 minutes to go.
We are the Baker Boys, the 2 5 Mexicans, Nick V and Eric V. Thank you for joining us and making us number one. We cannot do it without you. Now, coming up in my Baker Buzz right around the corner, we're going to be talking about a double Taco Bell shot of information.
All right, we're going to talk about some copyrights that may have lapsed. We talked about it last week. Winnie the Pooh and having a horror movie coming to the theaters. Well, there might be another one coming soon. We'll tell you why.
Back to the music with those Baker Boys.
Baker Boys. On the Valley's old school station.
Jammin' 105.7. Yeah.
Old school and more.
Jammin' 105.7.
All right, y'all. It's Nick V and Eric V. We are the Baker Boys. I have a double shot of information coming out of Taco Bell.
What is going on with Disney and Mickey Mouse? We will tell you. It's coming up next.
The Valley's old school and more. Jammin' 105.7. Old school y más.
Jammin' 105.7, baby.
All right, listen up, pay attention.
It's the Baker Buzz.
From Hollywood and beyond.
The juice and gossip you won't hear anywhere else. Nick and Eric V, take it away.
We specifically
said
no care.
Hey, it's the Baker Boys here on this Taco Meat Tuesday. Eric V and Nick V, what is going on with your Baker Buzz?
All right, well, Taco Bell lovers are searching for the Mexican pizza.
High and low, they're searching for this thing, right?
The fan favorite is already sold out in some locations across the country. Doja Cat, imagine that, the power of Doja Cat.
Yeah, they were supposed to have a musical too, but that's been put on hold for some reason, right?
This is my double dose of Taco Bell. Yesterday was supposed to be the day that Taco Bell premiered their highly anticipated Mexican pizza, the musical, on TikTok. However, it was not to be, apparently. The social media event said that the features like Dolly Parton, rapper Doja Cat, and TikTok star Victor Kunda, Taco Bell says that they're hoping to reschedule for a later date, complete with joy and celebratory spirit, which it was originally created.
Interesting right there. Well, we told you about this last week. We were talking about Winnie the Pooh, about a horror movie that is currently in the works using his likeness because the copyright for the character has lapsed, right?
Yes.
All right, so unless Disney gets a ruling in their favor, Mickey Mouse might be soon seeing a similar fate.
Uh-oh.
Mickey made his debut in 1928 for Steamboat Willie. Back then, the copyright laws allowed Disney to keep their character protected for 56 years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Before the expiration expired in 1984,
right.
Disney was able to successfully lobby and stay protected and boosted it to 75 years, then to 96 years.
Oh, my God.
Now, Senator John Howley is on a mission to call out corporate wokeness by rolling back the 96 years to 56 years, which would make Mickey Mouse and other iconic characters public domain for fair game.
That's crazy, man.
Could you imagine Mickey as a killer? Mouse?
No. I don't want to imagine that.
I'm just saying it could possibly happen. I don't know.
Well, there was dark starts for Disney. You know, it goes way back to actually Disney himself. So, yeah, there it is there.
Let's not go too far. I know you want to go farther.
I'm not going any farther. Club 33.
That is your Baker Buzz.
Jammin' 105.7.
Jammin' 105.7.
It's time for...
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
Baker, baby. coming out of San Bernardino, Califas.
Yes, a California man is behind bars after allegedly trying to deliver a backpack full of drugs to the San Bernardino County Jail. Police say Luis Calber was asked to buzz in to inform the staff of the High Desert Detention Center that he was there to deliver drugs on Sunday. The 29-year-old was instructed to wait outside the detention center until the staff could assist him.
We'll be right there.
Yeah, just hold on. Just wait a couple minutes. Calber was arrested after deputies found nearly 2 pounds of marijuana, a substance believed to be methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Police suspect he was under the influence. So
of course, yeah.
Probably not a good idea to deliver drugs to the jail when you're under the influence or in general.
Probably the wrong address, homie.
Yeah, yeah. So that is your dummy of the day. San Bernardino, what are y'all doing?
Jamming 105.7, baby. Old school and more.
What's up? Nick, what's up, man?
What's up, brother? Who is this?
This is Uriolito, man. I'm out on the road. Way to have them Friday night vibes back, baby. Way to have them Friday night vibes back, man.
Going to the phone lines, we've been loving these guys since 1998, the Black Eyed Peas.
Well, first of all, you know, we credit the love and support to you guys. You guys broke us in the 90s with Quedices back in the day. So, you know, when you played our record, you know, we were fortunate to be L.A. kids and representing all over L.A. But now, you know, we've gone from Los Angeles to the world.
Jammin 105.7.
Fun, energetic DJs that make you feel good. Nick and Eric V, take it away.
Yes, indeed. Eric V and Nick V on your radio. Of course, let's get into some positivity. Some older folks are getting some help from electric friends, you said?
Robots, basically.
Oh, robot. Okay.
All right, well, they're doing...
I thought it was an adult electric friend.
No, see, that's where your mind goes.
Okay, my fault.
The New York State officials will distribute robots to hundreds of elderly residents, saying that digital companions will remind them to take their medication, help contact loved ones, book an Uber ride, and even engage in small talk and crack jokes.
Wow.
The New York State Office for Aging, I didn't know there was a state office for aging,
right,
will deliver the machines to the homes of 800 older adults as a way to combat the growing problems of loneliness.
Ah, that's awesome.
State officials said that Greg Olson, the director of NYSOFA, that's the name of it.
NYSOFA?
NYSOFA, the New York State Residents of Aging.
Okay.
It's just a, you know, term for it. Anyway, told The Verge that the state will hand out robots called Eli Q, which is manufactured by Israel tech firm and Intuition Robots.
So this is what I have to look forward to. So when I'm older and lonely.
Why wait till you're older? Get one now.
I should get one now.
To help you, remind you to call your loved ones.
Yeah.
To take your medication.
Yeah.
And crack jokes.
Will they talk to my blow-up doll as well?
They can probably talk to Siri and Alexa, and they can have, you guys have a party.
Oh, we have an electronic threesome.
You got there, Siri, go. Alexa, and now the robots.
Wow.
And Eric V.
I'm there. I'm in there. All right. Thank you for that, Nick V. We're going to wrap up. Thank you guys for tuning on in. Make sure to follow us on twitch.tv/TheBakerBoys. Take your viewing experience to a whole different level. It is radio you can see. Until tomorrow, people, we love y'all. Peace.
Come on, man. It's Jammin' 105.7. Old school and more.
Jammin' 105.7.
We have the building surrounded. The Baker Boys are about to enter.
Every day, we're gonna sing a song, sing along if you know the words.
Here we go, like this. Come on.
Well, it's the Baker, baby. It's the Baker Boys every day now.
Every day.
It's the Baker Boys, and we came out like the city.
Oh, hey,
because it's 2 hours ago.
What a beautiful Wednesday, Nick V and Eric V, the Baker Boys in the house. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you so very much. Coming up in My Baker Buzz, around the corner, Disney dropped something, and it's very wooden, and it's very long.
And there's a lot of Disney stories going on right now. Of course, one of our favorite shows, our new favorite show, Obi-Wan. We're talking about it. There's a great disturbance in the Force, and it's of the dark nature.
No!
That's coming up.
Back to the music with those Baker Boys.
On Jammin' 105.7, Old School and More.
Love you guys so much, man, and I appreciate you guys. And just remember, man, you guys are the ones that sparked the fire in L.A. I mean, I wouldn't know anything about Wu-Tang or Mobb Deep if it wasn't for you guys, you know?
Jammin' 105.7, old school and more. It's the Baker Boys now coming up in my Baker Buzz around the corner. It's a big drop by Disney. We'll tell you all about it.
Oh, dark forces are surrounding Obi-Wan. We will talk about it. That's coming up. And I can't believe the year is 2022 and we're talking about this stuff.
It's coming up only on Jammin' 105.7.
Oh, boy. Let's go, Bobby Brown.
Old school and more, Jammin' 105.7.
All right, listen up, pay attention.
It's the Baker Buzz.
From Hollywood and beyond.
The juice and gossip you won't hear anywhere else. Nick and Eric B, take it away.
We specifically said no camera.
It's the Baker Boys. Happy hump day. Shout out to William the Conqueror tuned in. Also, Mama Jess is tuned in. Dragon is in the building as well. Checking us out right now on twitch.tv/TheBakerBoys. Nick V, what is going on with Disney? They are running the world.
Yes, they are. And they are dropping a new trailer and release date for the live action Pinocchio.
Oh.
That's right, the live-action version of Pinocchio. Disney dropped the trailer showing Tom Hanks as Geppetto. Oh, God. Yeah. Wishing upon a star, Geppetto is the one who created the boy puppet, and the film is coming to Disney Plus September 8th, and that's Disney Plus Day, which marks the celebration of when the streaming app debuted in 2019.
Okay, there's also other stars in there. Keegan-Michael Key is going to be in it. Lorraine Bracco, who was actually in The Goodfellas, Luke Evans, and a couple other people are going to be in it as well. So will you be watching the live-action Pinocchio with Tom Hanks?
Knowing what I know about Pinocchio?
Probably not.
Probably not. And now I'm side-eyeing Tom Hanks for being a part of it.
Yes, you are right. I was going to go there, but I'm not going to. Okay, let's talk about what's going on with Obi-Wan, of course. The most watched stream debut on Disney Plus ever. Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor, is firing back now.
To who?
At some fans out there of the Star Wars franchise that are tweeting racist comments to Moses, who plays the third sister in the show.
Well, first of all, they call her the third sister. All right, let's start with that. That's racist to me. The way they wrote her in and what they called her, they continue to call her. So why are they saying racist things about her?
They're just bad-mouthing her, this racist people in Star Wars. And Ewan McGregor had something to say about this. He went to, I don't know if it's IG or whatever, but he did address the situation. And this is what he said.
This weekend, Star Wars fans made Obi-Wan Kenobi the most watched Disney Plus original series premiere of all time. And for that, I would say a big thank you. However, it seems that some of the fan base from this influential fan base have decided to attack Moses Ingram online and send her the most horrendous racist DMs. And I heard some of them this morning and it just broke my heart. Moses is a brilliant actor. She's a brilliant woman. And she's absolutely amazing in this series. She brings so much to the series. She brings so much to the franchise. We love Moses. And if you're sending her bullying messages, you're no Star Wars fan in my mind. There's no place for racism in this world. And I totally stand with Moses.
And also the official Star Wars Twitter defended Moses Ingram. And they said there are more than 20 million sentient species in the Star Wars galaxy. Don't choose to be a racist. So, there it is.
No racists in the future, guys. No racists here.
I mean, nobody sent no DMs to Darth Vader, did they?
No, they did not. Not yet. But let's not make light of it, Eric V. Actually, you know, this is a thing that's going on every day. Absolutely. In our life, in our backyard, with our friends and our family members. And we're not standing for it anymore.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Nick V. And that is your Baker Buzz.
On the Valley's old school station, Jammin' 105.7.
What's happening?
Jammin' 105.7. Daily, Nick V and Eric V, the two brothers from the same mother. What is a sexual what?
Objectum sexual.
Never heard of
that. That means that somebody is sexually attracted to inanimate objects.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa. Like what?
Like a plane. A German woman is in love with a plane and she insists that her desire is not to fly it. Okay.
She doesn't want to fly it.
No. She has a thing for it. Okay. I don't know what it is. 23-year-old Sarah Rodo even refers to her Boeing 737 as her boyfriend.
Wait, does she has one?
She has a little toy.
Oh, got you.
She flies the aircraft as often as possible and has 50 replica models of the plane at home. She even calls the Boeing Dickie. She has a nickname for the plane that she loves
so much.
Even though it's illegal in Germany, she identifies as objectum sexual. I told you what that is.
Oh,
she said past romances is with men, don't do it for her.
Right.
But evidently, Dickie does. I love everything about him, but particularly his face, wings, and engine. They are sexy to me. Have you ever met or... No. Dealt with an objectum sexual.
No, never before, but this is very interesting. Maybe she is out of a cartoon or something like that. She feels like she's in there. Because planes can talk in cartoons.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I would say the plane is probably the shape of an adult toy for women.
I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, that's what it is.
And his name is Dickie.
Yeah, well, there it is.
There's your What the F News. Only on Jammin' 105.7.
Old School and More.
And we got a special guest for you. Megan
Thee
Stallion.
Good morning.
Are you awake now?
I'm up. Hip-hop is definitely different now than it was then. I feel like back then it was more about who has bars.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like, telling the story in a cool way. But, like, now it's about turning up and just feeling good. Yeah. So, if the music just make you feel good, I feel like people are going to rock with it. If the beat is, like, live, people going to rock with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus back then.
Jammin' 105.7. Baker Boys here. Hump Day, Wednesday. Eric V and Nick V on your radio.
Do you know what a Chateaubriand is, Eric V?
I think it's a wine. I'm just going to say that.
That is a good guess. I'm going to talk about it this morning and why somebody didn't get some.
Oh.
Oh, boy. On the Valley's Old School Station.
Jammin' 105.7.
Joe cracked the door.
Old School and More.
Jammin' 105.7.
It's radio you can see, but you can't smell it. Thank God. The Baker Boys daily on twitch.tv/TheBakerBoys.
All right, earlier Nick V posed a question to me if I know what a Chateaubriand is. And I said, I think it's a wine. I'm just going to say it. Yes, anything with Chateau sounds like a wine to me.
It's actually a piece of meat.
Oh, okay, but it's a meat with wine in it.
No. It's just a softer part of the animal, whatever. We went to a nice dinner and basically they overcooked it.
Oh, this happens a lot with...
Happens a lot.
With Melissa for some reason.
Exactly, yes. And she didn't say anything about it, which I...
No, you have
I
to
really
say.
Hate that.
Listen, if you're paying for it and it's not right, you have to say something. And there's a way to say it.
We were at dinner with the whole family. Her dad was there. Her dad would probably not like that she's going to get a whole new piece of meat. Anyway, we got the meat, right?
But you're paying for it.
He paid for it. We brought it home. All right, listen. And I brought it this morning for my buddy Sky off the side of the freeway.
Oh.
He missed out on that overcooked Chateaubriand, unfortunately. But ain't nobody else going to be bringing him, you know,
no,
choice
you're not.
Cuts of meat.
No, people on the side of the freeway don't get a Chateaubriand.
I looked for him this morning, and unfortunately, it's going to go to
waste. You got
to
get his number or something and text him, let him know you're on the way.
I got to get him a pager.
Yeah,
like,
something.
I'm on my way.
Just let him know, I'm on my way. Are you at the exit? Let me know. I got a Chateaubriand for you.
He doesn't have a phone, Eric.
I mean, you give him a burner phone like the drug dealers.
Baker Boys Daily. Only on Jammin' 105.7. It's the Valley's Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7.
What's brown, round, and likes to get down? Yes, the Baker Boys.
Welcome to the Baker Boys Show. Nick V and Eric V. Every day, we're going to sing a song. Sing along if you know the words.
Here we go like this. Come on.
Well, it's the
Two Fat Mexicans are up in the house now. Coming up in my Baker Buzz, I got some hobbies that could actually help boost your brain health.
Speaking of boost, man, a song from back in the day is getting a huge boost. We'll tell you why. Syncing music makes a big difference on the life of an
artist.
Yeah, the life of an artist and a song and all that stuff. Stranger Things did something really cool for this old song.
Back to the music with those Baker Boys.
Jammin' 105.7. Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7. Baker Boys in the house. Another magical day here at the show. Thanks for tuning on in. It's National Go Barefoot Day.
Oh, man. National Say Something Nice. Nick V, I love you.
I love you, too.
World Reef Awareness Day. That's very important. It's our oceans and, of course, the ecosystem and all that stuff. So,
need that.
Definitely need that. Baker Boys Daily.
Jammin' 105.7. Old School and More. Jammin' 105.7. Old School and More.
All right, listen up, pay attention.
It's the Baker Buzz.
From Hollywood and beyond.
The juice and gossip you won't hear anywhere else. Nick and Eric V, take it away.
We specifically bet no camera.
Baker Boys here on this happy hump day. Eric V and Nick V on your radio. It's time for the Baker Buzz. Nick V, what's cracking?
Well, we have some hobbies that can actually boost your brain health when it feels like your world is in chaos. Take a step back. Take up a hobby. But not just any hobbies.
Okay.
There are some hobbies that can boost your brain health.
I'm going to give you a ding or a buzz if I like these hobbies. Let's go. I'm ready.
If you like these hobbies.
I want to see if my brain is going to be boosted. If I give a, that means my brain's boosted. If I give a, it's not boosted.
All right, mental wellness and body. Here are some things that can help you add to your self-care routine.
Okay.
Play music.
All right.
Read. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
You say you don't play
music.
I DJ
for a living. Yes, I play music when I'm mixing.
But do you play for yourself?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, give me an X on that one then.
No, I'm not. Bzz. I'm in charge of the buzzer.
All right, read books or magazines.
Nope.
See?
I get tired.
Learn a new language.
I can barely speak this one.
Exercise regularly.
See? It hurts.
Do a puzzle.
I might try a puzzle.
What?
Yeah.
I know what to get you for your birthday.
Adult puzzle.
Take up knitting or crocheting.
Oh, nope. That's like not Sally, gonna, nope.
Sally, she can help you.
So we're talking about hobbies that can boost
your brain health.
Okay.
All right, color or paint?
Sure, I'll do that.
Meditation.
Come on. I'll try it.
All right, go to lectures or readings.
Oh.
All you have to do is go.
Yeah, I'll try it.
They do all the work for you.
I'll try it.
And finally, gardening.
Big.
Come on. You need to learn how to create and cultivate your own food.
Yeah, I guess so.
And boost your brain health at the same time.
Right. Where was video games on this? It was not on here.
What's going on with this 1985 song?
All right, Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill has increased 153% after the song appeared on the series Stranger Things. The 1985 single is featured in several episodes of the season 4 of the show, which arrived on Netflix the last week, which was number one, topping all kinds of charts on Netflix of the most watched TV show. Bush's song is topping the music charts 37 years later after it first debuted.
Nice.
It's one of the most popular songs on Spotify because of the surge of the Stranger Things release.
And what's the name of the song again, Eric?
It's called Running Up That Hill.
Kate Bush.
Yeah, Kate Bush.
I love it.
It's a dope song. I like it. So,
right.
Anyway, that's the importance of like music licensing and syncing and putting it in specific scenes of TV shows and movies. The same thing happened for Childish Gambino when he came out with his record that came on that movie, Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
I was going to say Time's Up, but
no. That's pretty close. Anyway, so that's your story, and that is your Baker Buzz.
The Valley's Old School and More.
Jammin' 105.7.
Old School Emas.
Jammin' 105.7, baby.
What the what?
It is the Baker Boys, Eric V and Nick V. Happy hump day. Okay, we're talking about a bachelor party. Of course, usually, especially if it's a male, it's a bachelor party, so it's a male party,
yes,
obviously.
Yes.
They're going to hire a stripper usually, right?
Oh, God, yes. So anyway, this one particular lady of the night has gone viral.
Why
does
she got to be a lady of the night? She's just a stripper.
I've never been to a bachelor party in the daytime.
Okay.
She is gone viral on social media after claiming that she danced naked in front of her own brother at his bachelor party. The wild story was relayed by the exotic entertainer, that's the right terminology here,
all right,
known only as Kendra, on TikTok, posted on May 15th, that has since clocked upwards of 10 million views. I ended up being the stripper at my brother's bachelor party, and I didn't realize it until I was completely naked.
Oh, man!
The dancer wrote in the text overlaying on the video, Kendra did not explain where or when the purported party occurred, but the brunette beauty has previously revealed that she works at a strip club in the South.
I wonder how the brother felt when he seen his nude sister, Kendra, the exotic model or exotic stripper, there butt naked dancing in front of not only her brother, but all her brother's friends as well.
Right.
What? That's crazy.
Anna's right here. There's a sound effect that goes with something like this.
What is that?
Womp, 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 womp.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big fail right there. Yeah. There's your What the F News.
Thank you.
Jammin' 105.7.
I've been listening to you guys since back in the 90s. I used to get dressed to you guys, listening to you guys, going to school. Oh, man, just listening to your voice brings back memories.
Uh-oh, here they come. It's the two brothers from the same mother.